An update now on Rage Against Destruction. 2 weeks ago, we profiled the group. It mixes a hip-hop message of nonviolence with religion. But Rage Against Destruction is controversial because its funding comes from an evangelical organization that used it to bring the gospel to public school students. Now the group has abruptly shut down. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In its elaborately staged high school assemblies, Rage Against Destruction never mentioned religion. The programs were hip-hop dance concerts with a light show, a DJ, and a six-piece rock band.
It goes cooling in Hawthorne in the South Bay. I need some beach on Costa Bay.
The music was interspersed with a discussion about how to end youth violence. At nearly every high school, students were offered free tickets to an off-campus concert where, in a revival meeting setting, Rage Against Destruction unveiled what it said was the only real solution to youth violence, embracing Jesus Christ. In October, the Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish civil rights group, alerted schools that Rage Against Destruction was using the assemblies to lure teenagers to religious events. Some schools canceled. Joyce Meyer Ministries, an evangelical group that provided most of the program support, removed all mention of Rage Against Destruction from its website. Yesterday, Rage Against Destruction decided to call it quits. Spokesman Mark Sutherland.
It is a tough decision, but we, over the last month or so, looked into the program, evaluated how effective it was versus how much we were spending and how much effort it really took to do the program. Through that research, it was decided to, cease the program.
Even though he and other staffers are now without jobs, Sutherland insists the decision to fold was not made by its backer, Joyce Meyer Ministries. He says the decision had nothing to do with criticism raised by the ADL, and notes that the two groups were involved in discussions about how to satisfy ADL concerns. Karen Oresti, regional ADL director, says she's doubtful the discussions could have led to an agreement.
I think that so long as they were very much connected with the Joyce Meyer Ministries, that they would have some difficulty complying with constitutional protections. And that was the real key. It was the risk of proselytizing and these high school assembly programs.
Oresti says she's not happy Rage Against Destruction has shut down. She says if the group could spread a message of nonviolence and tolerance without the gospel, it would be great. But that doesn't look likely. Mark Sutherland says Rage Against Destruction is contacting schools, alerting them that tours scheduled next year in California, Chicago, and Philadelphia have been canceled. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.